Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Poffel, and joining us this week is Robert Fleming, the principal at Brenham Elementary School. And Robert, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Ed. Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
All right, great to have you. And first off, I guess this is a real busy time of the year. What's going on?
It is, Ed. But first, let me congratulate you on being inducted into the Cub Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, my goodness. Who paid you to do that?
Oh, lots of people did. It's a great honor for you. But, yeah, like I said, we just kicked off second semester. I can't believe the 100th day of school is coming up February the 3rd. That's tomorrow. We just finished up our book fair with our family literacy night. Literacy night went very well. We had over 200 parents come out with their kids and join us for dinner and a night of playing games and learning about reading strategies to use at home. Miss Bunker, our instructional coach, did a great job setting that up for us. She always does. We're lucky to have her. We always have literacy night in conjunction with our book fair. Our PTO is always a big help with the book fair. Miss Keeker, our librarian, does a great job with it. This year, we were able to get 46 books from our book fair to put back on our library shelves. We also used the profits from book fair to purchase awards at the end of the year, to buy centers and center supplies for the library, and to purchase additional iPads and Chromebooks for the library. Besides working the book fair for us, our awesome PTO purchased 36 books for teachers. You know, our teachers always go in there and sign up on a list, a wish list of books they like to have, and often our parents buy them, our PTO buys them, so that's we're lucky to have that for us.
All right. This year, of course, the spelling bee.
Spelling bee. How exciting was that?
KWHI? Tell us about it.
Well, on January 11th, three of our students, Saif Muhammad, Brett Campbell, and Avin Noor, represented us in the 61st annual spelling bee. All our representatives went very far in the competition. As a matter of fact, when the last seven kids were up there, all three of ours were still in it. You know, for a minute, I was thinking, wow, we could go 1, 2, 3, but, you know, it didn't work out. We did bring a ringer, though, with Alvin Noor, a second grader, and Ms. Mark Wart and Ms. Ronderman's class was a first-place winner. She outspelled 21 other spellers from Washington County and became the first second grader to ever win the event. I was so nervous for her, but she stayed so calm. I didn't notice her mom during the event, but I saw her afterwards. So I told her, man, I'm sorry you didn't get here. She said, are you kidding me? I was so nervous I couldn't even come inside. I was in the parking lot the whole night. I'm just glad I wasn't the only one nervous for her. Ava certainly wasn't. She wasn't even scared. She had to get up in a chair to reach the microphone. That was great. Very exciting. She's going to go on to represent Washington County on the 13th of February in College Station. We're excited about her going there. They've already passed out a spelling list of words. She can already spell them, so we'll see what happens. She had great coaches this year, Miss Grantham and Miss Kubos for her coaches. It's kind of neat. Miss Kubos is a first-year teacher, and Miss Grantham, after 30 years, will retire this year. So she's going to go out in style. But that was great. All our kids are doing a lot of great things. It's not just Ava. We got Dylan Rodriguez. He got a gold medal at the Houston Livestock Show. The Mayfest King and Queen were just announced, and the Junior Royalty, King Austin Cone and Elliot Van Dyke, they're from Brenham Elementary. So a lot of great things are happening at Brenham Elementary, you know, with reading and learning, but we're also trying to focus on the whole kid. We're excited about that.
All right. Any big events happening right now? What's going on?
Yeah, we just wrapped up that book fair. I'm glad. But Jump Rope for Heart started Friday. That's our big campaign for the American Heart Association. We have two service learning projects every year. We have Pennies for Patients, which raises money for lymphoma and cancer research. And then we have the Jump Rope for Heart. Jump Rope for Heart is a way our kids learn about heart disease and how to prevent it. It promotes a healthy diet and exercise. Exercise, of course, they do is jumping rope. It allows the kids a safe way to raise money for the association. The kids get pledges from their family members and friends based on how many times they can jump rope. There's also a lot of teaching and learning happening. You know, we've got benchmarks coming up on the 3rd and the 4th, and that STAR test is just right around the corner. So be thinking about us for STAR test time.
All right. Now, tell me a little bit about this program I keep hearing about, Hard Hats for Little Kids.
Hard Hats for Little Kids, yeah. Certainly. This program involves our second grader, and it promotes bicycle safety. It's sponsored by the Texas Medical Association. This program is held on the same day all over Texas. Our kids, along with Alton and Krause, traveled to Texas A&M to Reed Arena on February 25th to join hundreds of other second graders from College Station, Bryan, all over the area to listen to guest speakers that promote bicycle safety. Being in A&M is a big deal. A lot of the athletes get involved in it. It's important to note that a properly fitted helmet can prevent almost all head injuries. Matter of fact, up to 85%. You know, the most cause of disability or death in riding a bicycle is a head injury. So encourage your kids to wear a helmet, and all the kids that go to this will receive a free helmet from the Texas Medical Association. They've actually passed out over 235,000 helmets in the last 8 years for kids in this area.
Now, this is Black History Month across the nation.
What it are is some January.
Of the, what are some of the programs that you have planned at the elementary school?
You know, we're always trying to celebrate diversity in Brenham ISD, and Black History Month is really no exception. We try to do it year-round, but it is recognized nationally. We do a lot of things in the classroom. And, you know, Ms. Duvall, she's always got a program planned, whether it be Christmas or Veterans Day. And Black History Month is no exception. This year we're going to do something new. We'll have our traditional program. She's also doing a salute to Motown. There'll be lots of stars attending, a lot of music. Toni Braxton, the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Chubby Checker, a lot more of your favorites are scheduled to attend. You know, I want to personally invite everybody to come out. We always have a great program. Always have a lot of visitors come out to our school. Please come back this year. It'll be on February 26th at 1:30 in our cafeteria. Please come out and join the fun.
All right. And any way that parents and the community that can help you folks at the elementary school?
They sure can. Thanks for asking about that. We're truly blessed to have a lot of great parent support participation at BES. I just want to remind parents about a couple of things. Attendance is critical. If your child is not here, they cannot learn. I know it's tempting to keep your child home when you have a few days off, but please send them to school. Besides the kids missing the classroom activities, they are truant from school. Texas has compulsory attendance laws, and we're required by law to file truancy if kids are not in school. That's just not Miss Sykes or Mr. Simplis being mean when they call you when your kid's out. No, by law, we're required to do that. So please have your kids there. I mean, it doesn't take many days. If you have 4 unexcused absences in 6 weeks, you're truant. And we've got to contact the juvenile court authorities. Also, you've got to be in attendance 90% of the time to receive credit for a class. Kid can have all A's, be on the honor roll, but if you've missed 10% of the school year, by law, you cannot receive credit for the class. Also, be careful in our car line. Help us watch for kids that get out of cars. Also, there is never a reason to let your child get out in the parking lot and try to cross the street by themselves. I know the line can get long, but if you have to, come a little earlier. Help us keep our kids. Help us keep these kids safe. Check your kids' backpacks every day. Sign their folders and ask them questions about their day. Let them read to you and ask them questions about what you heard them read. And also, let them see you reading.
All right. And anything else that we need to touch on while you're here?
Hey, we're just blessed to be in Brenham ISD. There are a lot of great things happening every day, not just at Brenham Elementary, but at all the elementary schools. We have great programs, and on all of them, you should be proud to have your kid attend any of these campuses. I'm just so thankful to be a part of it and get to live in Brenham and be a part of Brenham ISD.
All right. And Robert Fleming, thanks an awful lot for being with us this morning on the BISD Roundtable.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
And again, thank you for the kind words at the start of the program.
My pleasure.
Appreciate that. And this is the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and we will be back again next week here on KWHI.